as we talked yesterday, that the bye gave us a chance to come back refreshed and refocused. I was very pleased with the way we came back, and the guys responded yesterday. It was a good head start, a good bonus practice. And now we're right back into our normal routine. And it's, as I said yesterday, we don't get wrapped up in other teams' records. I don't think anybody can afford to in this league. There's too many good players, too many good coaches. I think the challenge to our guys week in and week out, regardless of the opponent, is that we're playing against our standards. And I think that helps protect you, helps insulate you from being real up and down, playing at varying levels. So this is a big challenge for us this week, especially going on the road. And we're expecting a tough matchup as a team that's struggled some of late. Opened the season with a heck of a win at Kansas City. But I have a lot of respect for Coach Wisenhunt and the rest of that coaching staff. We're sure it's going to be a battle.
I know that you talk about you guys play your standards, but in making your argument about not looking at teams' records, do you look at Tennessee and they're probably thinking the same thing about the Browns? This is a game that after some of the opponents they've played.
Yeah, I'm sure when we pop up on the schedule based on our current record and less than recent history, when people are going to look at the Browns and have it. They want to pencil it in. It'll be penciled in as a win more often than not. I mean, that's what we're out to change. But I just, like I said yesterday, that conjecture is for fans. It's for media. That there's way too many good players and too many good coaches in this league that you have to be prepared physically and mentally to play every single week at a high level, or you're going to get beat. We're expecting to play Locker. That he's a guy that can make all the throws but has the added element of the scramble, something that we have to be very mindful of. They invested a lot in that offensive line, and that's a group that, on paper is impressive. And then you flip it over on the other side of the ball. I think Jarrell Casey might be the best player, best defensive player in the league that nobody's really heard of, that he jumps off the tape. And when you watch him play, I mean, he's outstanding against the run. He has a lot of sack production as well. Very disruptive. He's a guy that we have to be very aware of where he is and the matchup. And it's a very active group. Guys that were here that know Ray that he's going to be very aggressive with the scheme and they're going to put pressure on you. They're going to force you to make decisions very quickly. And it is a pressure-based defense, and they're very physical and they play hard. So it's a group that we know in all phases we're gonna have our hands full. I don't think that their offense was that different when he wasn't in there. I think that the run game was the same. A lot of the pass concepts were the same. So it wouldn't be a radical departure for us. But just kind of given the fact that he practiced late last week, and they were confident that he was going to practice today. Barring a setback, I mean, I'm fairly certain he'll be ready to go. No, that's normal progression that he'll take a good part of the team reps today, and then I'll be surprised if, assuming things progress the way they should, then he should be listed as full at some point, either tomorrow or Friday. No, I think that we can be very situational with our punt returners. That we haven't given up on Travis, that we want to see him kind of get it back and get going again. But just depending on the circumstances of the game, if it's a pooch punt situation, I think Jim Leonard's one of the best punt catchers in the business. He'll argue with you. He's more of a punt returner, but he's a guy that you can trust back there as well. So it's... We can trot some different combinations out there, both in the kick return and punt return. I think it's just too small of a sample size at this point, because his reps on offense, that's not showing up. I mean, he's playing very well. I mean, there's, I think just about every week he's gotten behind the opponent's secondary. So I don't know if I would say that the knee is necessarily a big factor there. I think it's just too early. to panic in that situation. It's no different in the game. I mean, when they have an assignment each play to do, and how well do they carry it out, and are they getting a plus or a minus? I mean, we grade our guys tough in games and just as tough in practices, and you want to see a guy that's consistent, that's aware, as we tell our guys too, when somebody at your position gets coached, you're responsible for that coaching point as well, and it's important that those guys keep building that knowledge base of not just things they've been directly coached on, but the other guys at their position, and it'll just be a feel thing at the end of the week. We never put benchmarks on what production we need to see. Take the plays that are there for you. You run the danger of trying to make plays that aren't yours to make, or coming out of structure to have production. I don't know. I can't speak for him saying that he feels 100% with it. But we haven't had him in a lot of situations where he's had opportunity to get sacks that we've used Sheard and Kruger more on passing situation type things. So it's again, it falls back to not reading too much into statistics and a guy filling the grade sheet with pluses. I mean, that's what's most important to us. There are times where guys won't necessarily have production, but they'll cause production, and that comes with doing your job. And that's a big emphasis for us this week, is our mantra in all phases is do your job, good things will happen. And that's one thing that not just with Mingo, but everybody else that we're emphasizing. I think that's part of it. I think making sure that it's some fundamental stuff. When I'm pursuing, I got to make sure that I can stay square in case the back decides to cut back and understand. And when I can open up and run full, or when I have to kind of throttle down and stay square to the ball, sometimes staying behind the ball is important, not overrunning it and being susceptible to the cutback. But it's been a lot of detail things at every position. But it is obviously a point of emphasis for us to get cleaned up. I've never thought about it in terms of a number I think it's a lot of it is will be a factor of what did they play before, how radical a departure from what they're used to. If you're coming in and running essentially the same defense with some just a few minor changes, I think that learning curve is much faster. If you're going from 3-4 to 4-3 and everything is completely different, it will obviously be longer. So I've never thought of it in terms of number of games. I just think that across the board, from players to coaches, you better have a pretty good sense of urgency to get it to where it's ingrained and it's learned and guys are playing fast. No, there were a lot of very similar concepts. And what helped was us retaining Bobby Babich, who was on the defensive staff a year ago. So he was able to kind of, as we went through the tape, you know, what was this and what were these guys coached? And that really helped us in building it and then being able to introduce it to the guys that were here before. Hey, this is what you ran last year, was called this, or this is the same technique. Okay, now we might tweak it this way. So Bobby was very helpful for us in bridging that gap. Well, I think you said the word. I think the word team is important, that you can't go down there as a group of individuals. It's truly you against an entire stadium filled with the opposing team's fans. So you have to be very poised. You have to be focused. You have to understand that it's a long game and you're going to face some adversity. That I always equate NFL games to roller coaster rides, and that's what, you know, road games probably more than home games are like that as well, because you can kind of get caught up in it, and just the energy, and you just have to make sure that your guys can stay focused through it, stay together, that know, hey, listen, we got to have each other's backs on this one, because we are all that we have, and I think that's critical. I think a lot of coaches have kind of looked for that formula of, hey, you know, how do we travel? You know, what are we eating? When are we going to bed? And all that, all those minor things that go into it. But I think it really comes down to, you want to build a team that you feel that you can win anywhere. And that's, we talked to the team about it yesterday. So a big part of it is what does it take to win on the road? And the poise and the focus and the staying together, the perseverance is a big part of it. No, I've I mean, we like to build a little bit of a window. You guys have friends. They have family in town. I was never one to kind of, hey, let's get there and get bunkered in. I mean, we have a routine. I want our guys to get used to it. But I prefer to get to the visiting city sooner than later, not have it butted right up to meetings to give guys a little bit of time to decompress. But I just think it's important to have that routine and to stick to it. It is. We'll rotate those guys in practice, and then I'll rely on tapes. We'll talk about it at the end of the week if we want to make a move or not. Well, I just think it's something that we need clarity on that situation. I mean, Christian's a competitive guy, and he's very serious about his job, and we're not gonna hide from the fact that he struggled. He'll be the first one to tell you, and he knows he needs to get better. But at the same time, that we have to move forward and put the team in the best position to win. And he's done well here. He's had his struggles of late. But I mean, that's something that Ray and I talked about from the beginning, and it's been ad nauseum about competition at all positions, and that's one that's that we're not going to exclude. So it's to me, just this is a normal part of our process. We'll be right back.